If you can hear me, then say all right. And if you can't, meet me in the city tonight.
We just wanna party.
Hi, I'm Julia.
And I'm Henning.
And we're from Roundtop. And you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM in Acra, Hudson, and Catskill.
Composer Wang Lu was inspired by her childhood memory of music played in a remote mountain town. And we'll hear her raucous orchestral homage on the next Deep Threes. Plus tracks from Sound Prince and Christina Vansu. Deep Threes. Where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
I'm Tom Rowe at WGXC and reminding you that our WGXC 10-year anniversary pledge drive is from October 17th to October 31st this year. And we could sure use your help at wgxc.org/donate to make a difference in your community. We're looking for about 50 more new sustaining supporters to make sure community radio can come your way every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 90.7 FM is filled with the voices of your friends and neighbors talking about and having community conversations about local issues and providing all sorts of entertainment, music, and more. If that's something you support, consider a donation today at wgxc.org/donate. Or make a donation during the WGXC 10-year pledge drive from October 17th through 31st for the radio 90.7 FM WGXC, your community radio station.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Amanda Lees of Freehold, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that last week, Albany County State Supreme Court Justice Peter Lynch denied the town of Kopech's request for a preliminary injunction against a 60-megawatt solar farm, saying that, and I quote, home rule is not unlimited, end quote. The Chicago-based Hecate Energy wants to build the 255-acre Shepherd's Run solar farm. But the town of Kopech passed a law in 2017 limiting the size of solar energy projects to 10 acres. The original size of the Shepherd's Run project was 500 acres. Many citizens and environmental groups want it smaller and claimed in this lawsuit that the state's new fast-track approval process for alternative energy developers wrongfully circumvents local control. Lynch disagreed in his decision, saying there was nothing wrong with moving the application from the older Article 10 process for approving new power plants to the faster, more streamlined process for renewable energy, in which the new State Office of Renewable Energy Siting reviews the plans. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Leklasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media that officials from the Greene County Soil and Water Conservation District and the New York City Department of Environmental Protection toured the Batavia Kill Stream Restoration Project in Prattsville and Ashland on September 30th. At Red Falls, more than 6,000 feet of the Batavia Kill are being restored at a cost of $3.7 million. New York City Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Vincent Sapenza said, and I quote, "We have been doing a lot of stream restoration projects to reduce the amount of sediment that gets into the reservoirs that are managed by the city. We want to make sure those reservoirs continue to have high-quality water. We invested a lot of money into projects like these," end quote. The project will benefit those south of Greene County as the water from the Batavia Kill heads to the Schoharie Reservoir, then to the Ashkokan Aqueduct, then to the Catskill Aqueduct. Eventually, folks in New York City and more than a dozen communities in Ulster, Orange, Putnam, and Westchester County gets drinking water from this source. Adam Bosch, Director of Public Affairs for the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, said, and I quote, "Not only is this the 450th stream management project that we have done with our various partners, like the Greene County Soil and Water Conservation District, but it also happens to be the biggest and most complex stream project we have done. It will actually treat a mile of the Batavia Kill that over the years, because of big storms, has resulted in huge slope failures, and it is the single largest source of sediment going into the Schoharie Reservoir." End quote. Greene County legislator James Thorington, a Republican from Prattsville, said the spending will also help here. Thorington said, and I quote, "This purifies our water as well for the fish and the environment. A lot of people swim at the barrier dam below this, so it will clean up the water there as well." End quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that New York State Senator Chuck Schumer wants the Federal Railroad Administration to fully inspect a CSX Corporation bridge on the west side of the Hudson River between the southern Ulster County hamlets of Highland and Milton. The Blue Point Railroad Bridge was temporarily reinforced last year and is being actively monitored by CSX. Nearby residents have expressed concerns about its safety as freight trains cross the bridge with petroleum products. Schumer said in a statement, and I quote, "A jury-rigged bridge is hardly a long-term solution to securing the safety of the CSX freight rail at the Blue Point Railroad Bridge," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "Ulster County and the surrounding communities are on board for an independent safety review from the feds, which should grease the skids in the interest of the health and safety of the entire region and bring peace of mind to Hudson Valley residents on both sides of the Hudson," end quote. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan also wants action taken. Ryan said in a statement, and I quote, "The Hudson River is a precious commodity that we need to protect at all costs, which is why I support Senator Schumer's call for an immediate inspection of the Blue Point Rail Bridge," end quote. He added, and I quote, "For generations, thousands of Ulster County residents have relied on the Hudson River for drinking water, and these communities deserve the peace of mind of knowing that this bridge is safe," end quote. Riverkeeper Vice President John Liscombe asked in a statement provided by Schumer's office, and I quote, "Is it still strong enough to support the mile-long freight train it carries daily? Has the margin of safety been lost? And are the repeated vibrations and shocks of daily train traffic continuing to weaken the bridge and compromise even the temporary repairs?" End quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 72 degrees. And Saturday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 53 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 70 degrees. And Sunday night, showers are likely with thunderstorms also possible after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 57 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
From Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Claire in Acre, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Number nine.
Radio is a never-ending series of transitions, if you look at it from a step back. And Negative Land does here on this track called Sequitur from their 2021 release, No Brain.
Welcome back. Before we go on, please, six ceramic animals.
Fair Isle, Thursday.
Please.
White, falling slowly. Good.
The donkey's head that served as a jar lid.
White.
The painted vase between its ears.
One sweet acidophilus.
A television personality says, okay.
Okay.
We now fully expect things not to follow from other things, such that when things do not follow from other things,
this is trending.
They seem to follow quite naturally from other things. The real non sequitur has perhaps become the sequitur, so to speak.
I know.
Stop.
When a point follows from another point, it seems not to follow at all because we expect it not to follow. And when it doesn't,
huge teeth on one side of his mouth.
It seems as if it does because we expected it not to.
What does that mean?
When a point follows from another point,
what used to be called editing a ponderous column,
we expect it not to follow.
Yeah, absolutely not necessarily.
And when it doesn't,
it authenticates itself.
It seems as if it does because we expected it not to. In other words,
Viking, Pharaohs, becoming poor. Variable,
Sarsaparilla.
White, losing its identity for a time. Good.
It was a nightmare.
It was a light fixture.
No, there is so much information coming in.
We never made love again, but we always remained friends. And then he said, I'm going to break your
nose. And now we have a sort of an information overload.
What is softer than the flesh of a child?
Attention is profitability for these companies.
Cosmic habit force.
We don't know what's important, what's television, and what's
sensuality.
My wife is in the hospital.
Coming in Time magazine, glancing around, you see a mousetrap closed over your eyeglasses. We
don't know what's important and what we shouldn't.
The other lens has been smeared with mustard.
We shouldn't.
And someone is beating on the glasses with a hammer. Set them on fire.
Not everybody is able to trust what would otherwise be organic disease.
We don't know what we should be concentrating on or what's the deliberate manufacturing of falsehood.
But you guys caused the death of somebody you should have never... Oh, hey, wait a minute. I got marbles here.
Animals.
Because who in their right mind ever thought it was okay to put a concrete company 50 feet from a family home? A residential home.
Octopus.
And guess what? My dad called it dental floss.
More vanilla.
And guess what I did with it?
Why?
I put it away. Now remember, I have six butts, not six. here every single meeting.
It's okay. It's okay.
See, I don't want to put words in my mouth.
Things do not follow from other things.
Isn't that kind of editing deceptive?
Myself, and I was just what you see in Pharaoh's.
It's a very exciting time to be alive.
Start questioning about if the society has not become insane.
Sweet acidophilus.
By the way, we're still angry.
Why? Because your body is sick.
This is trending.
I believe the media.
We are the media.
Oh, yeah.
It's a storm of lies.
The ocean is alive with bleeping fish.
Every day.
They're wearing Etruscan name badges.
Pregnant roller skates.
We assault you with so many contradictory messages that you don't know what's going on at all. You're crazy out of your mind.
Sequitur.
Anything is real.
Got it. We'll tune your recommendations.
Get over it.
That's a wrap.
What is that?
That's the sound of me being hit by a tennis ball.
Viking. Pharaohs becoming poor. Variable. White losing its identity for a time. Good.
Believe me, it hurts.
Good.
Number
8. In 2021, country music star Jason Isbell released an album with all Georgia covers. Here's his version of REM's Driver 8.
Walls were built up stone by stone. Fields are divided one by one. And the train conductor said, take a break, driver eight. Driver eight, take a break. We've been on this ship too long. And the train. Take a break, we can reach out.
number 7.
Next, we've got new music from the 2021 album Music Frees Our Souls. This is the song Dark Light from Francisco Mella, Matthew Shipp, and William Parker.
Number
6. We'll be right back.
5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5
was the band Low with the song White Horses from their 2021 album Hey What.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
Just heard The Tunnel from Aaron Dillaway and Lucretia Dalt's 2021 album Lucy and Aaron.
Number
3 3 3 3 3 3 3.
From Japan, that was Food Man with the track Edgy Fly from the 2021 album Yasarigi Land on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
2 2 2 2 2 2. Thank you.
That was Sculpting the Exodus from the 2021 album I.O. from Circuit de U on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
one.
From the 2021 album The Piano Equation, this is Radio Signals Equation from Matthew Shipp. Thank you. Jeff Spears set from the WGXC 10th anniversary show, May 26, 2021, at the Greenville Drive-In in Greene County.
The opportunity of how people listen alone in a car or with another person in a car to a radio piece and how it they go into it is entirely different and so much more intimate. There's nothing like the live presence. And radio, in its weird way, is as close to live presence as you get. Because of the way you receive it and because it goes out to people you don't even know who they are. So people switch stations, you know? Come on. The joy of radio, putting it out there, you know, getting that real picture into the media that hasn't been Hollywoodized, that hasn't been turned into sensational news, that isn't there to pump you up and propaganda you up.
And Green County.
And maybe reach across to somebody who's didn't even know any of these things are out there.
And when there's that expression of, well, I was listening to the radio and I just had to pull off the highway and, you know, listen to this thing. Because that's how much it asks of you. You know, you want all your senses, you want all of your faculties, your cerebral cortex, you know, your amygdala, you know, everything is pulled in. It is asking you to create your own images after what you hear. And that's different from music, which people don't have such problem with that because they have this visual thing with a book, with words, and then visualization with a this is just really about to sharpen your hearing, sharpen your listening, listen for listen for a variety of other things that are going on, and teach that part, the theme, the story. It's a skill. It really is a skill, and you just are invited to this rich trust of you. And I do think it is an art form for the future, because it's just not appreciated.
When I moved back, where I'm currently living at the top of California's Redwood Coast, I discovered that the community there is.